Hi, Charlie. It's Marla. How are you?
I'm good, Marla.
I'm just curious how excited you are about coming back to Cleveland.
It's exciting over here. For me personally and for the team, you know, a chance to get back-to-back wins, a chance to win more games than they have since 2002. So there's a lot of excitement in the building, and also for me personally to come home, Cleveland, where my journey started, and a chance for my family to get a chance for them to come up to the game, friends. My sister's getting married on Saturday, so big things going on.
Hey, Charlie, it's Jeff. We miss you around here.
What's up, Jeff?
Now, do you know about, are you going to be starting Sunday?
Yes.
Because we were told Gradkowski, they weren't sure about his knees, so you got that word today that you'll be starting?
Yeah, we just got off the field.
So how have you grown as a quarterback since you left here?
I just, I went up to Seattle with your guys' new guy, Coach Holmgren. And, I mean, he's the quarterback guru. A great football mind. I was with him. I was with Jim Zorn, who played for many years in the league, successful, a great quarterback coach. Hasselbeck, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, one of the smartest people as far as football brains that I've ever been around. So I just had a chance to just sit back and watch really, really how they operated, how they ran things was completely different than the way it was in Cleveland. And just got, just started to really understand how this whole deal worked as far as quarterbacking.
Hey, Charlie, you mentioned Mike Holmgren. What are the Browns getting in him? I mean, you probably know him better than a lot of people here.
Yeah. It was probably I learned more under Mike Holmgren in 2 years than I have my whole football career, college, everything. He's meant everything to my career getting rejuvenated, to for me still being in the league is probably the stuff that I learned from him. And just, I mean, he's probably the best teacher as far as teaching. He just doesn't tell you what you're supposed to do. He tells you why you're supposed to do it and how you're going to do it. And it clicks for guys, and it makes the game easier to understand and just to understand what you're supposed to go out there and do. And he's also a great person. He shoots it to you straight, whether you like it or not. You know, you're always going to know where you stand with him. And I think that's a big thing for players, is that you got a real guy. He might not always tell you what you're going to want to hear, but he's gonna be honest and upfront with you. And that's big with players in the league.
Is there a moment with him or something, I don't know, something he said to you or, I don't know, whatever that sticks with you, just, advice or something he said personally or anything?
Yeah, being with him his last year was special, his last year in Seattle, because it meant a lot to him. And the year I was there before that, we went to the second round of the playoffs. And just to see how that whole deal operated. And he didn't change a thing. I mean, you'd get a win late in the season. We're going to the playoffs, and we still get a victory Monday. He respects guys and trusts guys until they prove otherwise, that they're men and that they're going to be responsible and get themselves ready to play. And just how he treated us was, I think it helps guys grow up fast, the young guys, and he relies on the vets on the team to do their job so they do it. And, he's just a great person. And after last season, before he left, he called me. I think it was New Year's Day or something, and he was just like, you've taken all you can from here. And because I was up at the end of the season, he was like, you need to go and either teach somebody else what you've learned here or go out and do it yourself. And that was pretty special for him to say that to me.
Charlie, do you imagine, will he miss coaching? Do you think he's going to be the president, so he's going to be behind a desk? Do you think he'll miss the coaching?
I don't know. He'd answer that, but the way I know Mike, he'll have a hand in all of it. So I don't know.
Hey, Charlie, were you stunned that you were traded here after that one bad game against the Steelers?
You know, at the time I was, because, you know, Cleveland was all I knew. Grew up in Cleveland, went to college in Cleveland, you know, or right outside Cleveland, and that was all I knew. And I really had to grow up real fast when I went out to Seattle because I didn't have anybody around. You know, my family wasn't around, my friends weren't around. And you really see the business side of the league and how, you know, if you don't get it done, I mean, that was one game. If you don't get it done right away, then, you know, they're going to be looking for somebody else to get it done. And, you know, that's what this league is about. You either go out as a quarterback, you win, or they're going to look for somebody else to win. And until they find that guy that's going to win, they're going to keep looking.
Hey, Charlie. So having that as a backdrop, what does it mean for you to come back this year and get a chance to start against them at the same stadium?
You know, I was looking at the roster on Monday and Tuesday, and it's completely different. You know, I think there's like 13 or 14 guys still on the team when I was on the team, and some things that have changed there, and, you know, they're still trying to find, you know, who they are. And, you know, I think they got a big piece of that puzzle when they hired Mike. So, I mean, it's, you know, the chance to come home is always, you know, special for any guy that to come home to their hometown and play. So, you know, that's what I'm looking at it as.
Hey, Charlie, you know, obviously it's not your job to advise other organizations on how to run business, but when you say that Holmgren taught it the right way, I mean, what were the Browns doing wrong? When you learned the right way, what were you able to figure out that, well, the Browns could have done this and that could have helped you stay in Cleveland?
I just think it was Mike's experience. You know, he's been around a long time. He started in San Fran and did it there and did it with Favre in Green Bay and doing it with Matt in Seattle. I mean, that's a proven track record that he knows how to win and he knows how to do things. And he has a system that works. And, you know, it's easy for guys to buy into that because you look at a Brett Favre and look what he's done. You look at a Joe Montana and look what he's done and what's Matt been able to do. And it's easy to buy into that of this is a way to be successful. Let me try it. And, you know, you just learn a lot. And I think that's probably the biggest thing with that.
Are you studying a different way during the week? Or I'm just kind of curious, has anything changed about the way you prepare? Or is it just you understand everything better?
Yeah, I think, you know, the longer you're in the things, the longer you do things, the better you get at them. You get to learn from a guy who's successful, learn how he interacts with his teammates. You know, that's all huge. And instead of figuring out for yourself, there's a way somebody's done it, and you can just kind of mold that into your own. Whether you're, you know, a starter or whoever you are in this league, just kind of mold that rhythm, that preparation, that weekly preparation into your own. It just makes the game a lot easier.
Are you still hoping that you'll find a place that wants you to be their starter, or are you just, you know, kind of happy with your role at the moment?
I don't think anybody's ever happy as a backup, but, you know, you hear that all the time. Well, I think I'm a starter. And it's, you can either play. I think you either look at it as, or people look at you as you can play or you can help the team, or, you know, they don't look at you in that way. And I still believe that I can play in this league. Now, whether somebody wants to live, where they list me is out of my control, but all I can do is go out and play, basically. You know, that's who I've always been. I've always been a ball player. I don't get caught up in all the off-the-field activities and all the other stuff that goes along with it. I love the game, and that's something that will never change. When I get done, when they tell me, Charlie, you're not able to play anymore, then I'll coach. You know, I'll always be involved in the game of football because it's what I love to do.
Hey, Charlie, don't want to put any words in your mouth, of course, but it sounds like you're saying that the Browns were doing it wrong before, and now with Holmgren, they'll have a real good chance to do it right. Is that in a nutshell?
No, I think everybody who's doing something always, you know, they believe that their way of doing it is the right way, and respectively so. But, you know, some people get the job done in this league, and others are trying to get to that point. And all I was saying is that Mike has the proven track record that he's done it before. It's not, you know, that we're trying to do it somewhere, we're trying to do it this way. It's, hey, look, Mike's been there before. He's been to Super Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl, you know, as a head coach. And that's just the respect that I have for Mike Overman. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great coach. I think, you know, he's an unbelievable person. And I think anybody that has played for him would say the same thing.
Rodney Poole has another concussion problem, Charlie. And, of course, you can relate to that now. Have you talked to Bradley about that? And what advice, what do you guys talk about when you talk about getting your bell rung a little bit?
Yeah, he's still one of my closest friends. And, you know, that's unfortunate that that's happened to him because, you know, you guys know that. Bronny's a gifted athlete and he's a gifted player. But, you know, the way things are going in this league, you know, people are super, the doctors are super careful on clearing guys and letting guys go back into the game with concussions. So you just got to be careful. You know, I got my bell run pretty good last week and gave a chance for DeMarcus to come in there and lead the game-winning drive. So, you know, he stepped it up. He went in there and you know, he's going through a tough time right now, too. And for him to go in there and do that, that was special for him.
Speaking of DeMarcus, Charlie, from what we understand, you've kind of become a mentor of his. Could you just talk about that?
Yes, yeah, basically, you know, what Matt was doing for me, you know, even though Matt was still starting, he's a great guy. He took me under his wing. You know, it was tough. Matt, Mike, everybody knew I was going through a tough time when I first got there. And they were really supportive. And like I said, they have that, their way of doing things. And the things that I took from those guys as far as my study, as far as memorizing the formations and things, I just try to relay it to the guys out here that maybe they can take something from it and help their game.
Well, you know, Charlie, from the outside you hear that DeMarcus doesn't work hard enough and that the guys in the locker room don't like him. I mean, what do you say to those?
You know, those guys, you know, the people that are saying that or whatever, they're not in the building. I've never heard a player say that or somebody that's in the building, you know. So it all just goes back to, you know, what's on Sundays, what happens on Sundays. And I tell you firsthand, the blame, whether right or wrong, is accepted by the quarterback.
Charlie, you, is the mentoring thing difficult for you or do you enjoy it?
You know, I enjoy it just because I have that coach in me. You know, that's something that I want to do in the future. And, you know, just especially when a guy is so acceptive of it, eager to learn, it's fun because you get a relay other people. You know, it's not necessarily my knowledge. It's what I've taken from other people, how I was able to grow in Seattle and grow in Cleveland to be able to help somebody else with it. And I think that's what being a teammate or a mentor is all about, is, you know, helping others with knowledge that you have.
Any chance you can go to the wedding Saturday?
Nah, you guys got to help me out, though. Just give her a congratulations. She's getting married on Saturday.
Hey, Charlie, how do you feel after that, getting your bell rung?
I feel a lot better today. Monday and Tuesday was kind of bouncing back from it. And, you know, the headaches have left and the fogginess. And I feel 100% better today.
Okay, and, you know, you talk about your relationship with Mike Holmgren. The fact that he's here now, do you think that could ever lead you back here? Do you have that kind of relationship with him?
I have no idea. You know, those decisions, I don't know how those decisions are made or, you know, who makes those decisions. But like I said, anybody who has played for him would love to be back with him. That's how great of a person he is. But, you know, that's stuff that's out of your hands. You know, we still have two games left and, you know, I really like it out here. Mr. Davis is a great owner. You know, guys like being here. The guys like playing for him too, and Coach Cable, and Paul Hackett, our quarterback coach out here, he started under Bill Walsh with that San Francisco, and he has the same terminology, the same knowledge that's in that West Coast deal.
Hey, what do you think that Mike Holman can do for Brady Quinn?
It's not just Brady. It's any quarterback that's out there. Whoever is on Cleveland's roster, just a guy like that in the building, the knowledge, the track record, what he's done, for the history of the NFL. You know, he goes back a long way. And what he's done with quarterbacks is, I mean, whoever's on that roster is excited. Got to be excited.
We were just wondering what you did to Andre Davis to kick him off.
Yeah, he was waiting. Him and his family were waiting there outside by the buses. And, you know, me and him were pretty close in Cleveland. And he got a good one. He got a good one on me. Came screaming down the middle. And it was more when my head bounced off the ground that really got me. But credit to him. He's having a great year, too.
Okay, Charlie, that's all that we have for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.